The University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology set up a series of test plots along the Dalton Highway and north for the International Polar Year, hopping islands into the Canadian Arctic. This summer, permafrost researcher Vladimir Romanovsky went out to check them. The line of plots ends at Elif Rignis Island, less than 10 degrees below the North Pole. UAF biologist Skip Walker could hardly believe what Romanovsky sent back.
So he revisited the site and sent us pictures back of our plots, and they were unrecognizable. The whole landscape has changed.
What Romanovsky saw and what will be reported at a scientific meeting in December is permafrost melting and slumping in a place that is normally frozen year-round. The sea ice was not sufficient this summer to keep the air above the test plots from warming up. What that means for a whole category of plant life on land that needs year-round sea ice to exist is largely a matter of speculation. Skip Walker is one of the authors of a report published last month in Science magazine that seeks to survey the impacts on land of less ice in the sea. He says the picture's not going to be as simple as less ice leading to more warmth and more vegetation. Satellite imagery that can basically read the amount of plant material on the ground is not showing such a simple response, and temperatures in some areas are for some reason no longer continuing to rise as more sea ice is lost.
Temperatures have been going up, but recently there seems to be a more heterogeneous pattern. We're seeing some areas of the Arctic that are continue to warm very quickly and dramatically, and then other areas, mainly in Eurasia, that are, we're not seeing that trend. It's either flat or actually declining in some areas. And we're seeing the same thing with the biomass response.
It's a big mystery right now. UAF atmospheric scientist Uma Bhatt is another co-author of the article. She and Walker are seeing reduced vegetation, less greenness, and more brownness. Along with Russia, it's happening along the Alaska coast of the Bering Sea.
There seems to be a decline in greening, and there's been a decline in warming in the summer. And we think it's related to cloudiness, but that's our next paper to figure that out.
Both collaborators have noticed that the browning correlates with the way the sea ice has been disappearing from the Bering Sea later in recent years.
So the vegetation has not become more productive in that area, but we don't know if it's related to the sea ice, because the sea ice is gone before things green up in that part because it's so far south.
For more than a dozen years now, nearly all the changes hitting the Arctic due to reduced sea ice have added up to warming effects exceeding anything the computer models have predicted. The warming has fed more warming as positive feedbacks have been stronger than predicted. Warmer water circulating under the ice, more heat stored by increased vegetative growth, and a darker ocean, all feeding yet more warming. But the browning begins to look like a negative feedback. And Bhatt says some recently observed changes in sea ice do too.
And I think one of the things that's coming out of some of the meteorology work is, as you take sea ice away, when you take a little bit away, you have one response, things warm up. But when you take more away, it might change the circulation totally, and it may not keep warming. And there's some new studies that are suggesting that it's not a linear thing. It changes.
It's all frontier science. New observations demanding new theoretical explanations. The negative feedbacks, while intriguing, remain greatly outweighed by the positive ones, and no doubt they complicate things yet more for the computer modelers, giving them new material to try to integrate. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.